Yes, so as we know, Paul primarily wrote this book to the Christians at Galatia because they had been led astray by Jews who had come in and taught that getting saved wasn't enough, trusting Jesus wasn't enough, that they had to add to that circumcision and the keeping of the law. The two common words of the book of Galatians are law and faith. Those are the two most common words, and that is primarily the theme. And as Paul concludes the book, he reiterates that main theme of faith versus the law. But that's been all through, hasn't it? Chapter 1, he talked about in the other gospel. Chapter 2, he talked about by the faith. Chapter 3, the hearing of faith. And the accounted of him for righteousness, the promise of the Spirit, the law was our schoolmaster, the children of God by faith. Chapter 4, the fullness of time. And he said, I stand in doubt of you. And then in chapter 5, he said, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So you can see that theme of faith versus law flowing through Galatians. So he finishes with a bang here tonight with that same theme, reminding them that it's only by faith that we're going to get to heaven. So notice beginning in verse 11, where we finished last week of Galatians 6, he says, you see how large a letter I've written unto you with mine own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. As many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. So I'm going to entitle tonight, God forbid that I should glory. Let's pray. Lord, we are grateful that we can open your word together and study it together, and pray that now the Holy Spirit would guide us and teach us and change us. And may you be pleased. And we thank you for this opportunity, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So you see how Paul's explaining there in those first couple of verses that these Jews, they wanted the Galatian Christians to get circumcised, to start keeping the law, to basically pull them over to their side, in a way justifying their teachings, justifying their beliefs. This is what false teachers do, isn't it? They want you to come over to their side so it kind of validates their false doctrines. And this is exactly what they were trying to do. He said, they want you to be circumcised in verse 12, but instead of verse 13, they don't keep the law. They want you to be circumcised, but they don't keep the law. They break the law too. And so he was reminding them that keeping the law and circumcision cannot save. Only faith can save, as we know. And again, that's the theme of the book. And then 14 is kind of our key verse tonight. He says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. So he's explaining that if you're a Christian, if you're a born-again Christian, you have absolutely nothing to glory in. Amen? Nothing. Why are we going to heaven? Because of Jesus. Because of the cross. Why are we alive? Because of Jesus. Why anything? Because of Jesus. Therefore, we never have a place to glory in anything. All glory, as we know, belongs to God. And we know the scriptures. We even sing one of them, right? 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether though for you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Every time we try to bring glory on ourselves or draw attention to ourselves, we're just grieving the Holy Spirit. We even have some good Bible examples, don't we? Ones that come to mind, I'm sure, are people like Nebuchadnezzar. God allowed him to become one of the greatest kings ever, with one of the largest, most powerful kingdoms. And then he made the mistake of saying, look what I've done. And God immediately sent him out to eat grass and run on all fours for a while. That'll humble you real quick. And after all that, he came back and said, God is great. God is powerful. God is everything. So he had to learn the lesson the hard way. Of course, Herod, in the book of Acts, chapter 12, we know his story. People were shouting and said, it is the voice of God, talking about Herod. And Herod, rather than correcting them, soaked it in, and God killed him on the spot. So there's two good Bible examples of trying to steal God's glory. So Paul said, I am a Jew, and he talks about this in other books. I'm a Jew. I can speak multiple languages. I'm a great church planner. I'm a great missionary. I'm going to glory in nothing. Because everything that's happened, God did it. Amen? Never forget that. God did it. Man does not do it. 1 Corinthians 4:7. Look at that real quick. Great verse. He talks about how we're all different here, but also how anything that we have, any gift, any talent, anything we accomplish, it all came from God. 1 Corinthians 4:7, look what he says. Who maketh thee to differ from another, and what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now, if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory? There's that word glory, as if thou hast not received it. If it was given to you, then how can you glory in it? Because it was a gift. And everything that we do, everything that we accomplish, was given to us by God. And everything that is done, God did it. Therefore, God deserves all of the glory. And that's what Paul is saying. God forbid that I should glory. Yes, I have corrected your wrong teachings about the law and about circumcision. But I'm not going to sit here and glory. I've just given you the truth. And the only thing I'm going to glory in, verse 14 of Galatians 6, is the cross. Amen? That's all we should glory in. It's the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 29:2 says, given to the Lord the glory due unto his name. The glory due unto his name. All glory is due unto the Lord. There's nothing that we have that we can glory in. We can only glory in God and what he did at Calvary. Amen? But then he reminds us, verse 14, and this is where it gets important to these Jewish teachers, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. He says, the cross for us Christians is everything. The cross, he says, has not only crucified the flesh, so crucified unto the world, but it's also, the cross has freed me from the bondage that he talked about in chapter 5, and now I'm free to serve the Lord, all because of the cross. So he starts here by saying, the world is crucified unto me. We all know this, right? Galatians 2:20, most of you know that verse. I'm crucified with Christ. What's he talking about there? He's talking about the old man. He's crucified with Christ. Romans 6:6, the old man is crucified. And then he says, I unto the world. In other words, if the old man is crucified, then I don't need to be following or chasing after the world anymore. I have been crucified unto the world. Paul said, I die daily. 1 Corinthians 15:31. Colossians 3:3 says, we are dead. And our life is hid with Christ in God. So I'm crucified unto the world. And the world is crucified unto me. The old man is dead. And then verse 15 is the key. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision avail anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. That's kind of like the capstone, isn't it, of the whole book. What is he saying? It says the only thing that matters is regarding eternity, regarding God, regarding your destiny, anything, is are you a new creature or not? That's it. Not whether you've been circumcised or whether you're uncircumcised, not whether you keep the law or don't keep the law, are you a new creature? It all comes down to that, doesn't it? You're not going to see heaven unless you're a new creature. Well, since we don't have the ability to make ourselves a new creature, then that means our salvation is 100% dependent upon God, isn't it? That's what sets Christianity apart from all other religions of the world. Is salvation is purely through the Lord, His grace. We can't do it. We can't earn it. We can't pay for it. We can't turn ourselves into a new creature, no matter how hard we try. We're sinners. Most of you know 2 Corinthians 5:17, but turn there quickly if you would. And what does it say? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. There it is again. If you're born again, you're in Christ, and you are a new creature. He says in 2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So we are new. We are born something new. Amen? And John 1 tells us, turn there, John 1:11 talks about this, how we are born into a new family because we are a new creature. And now we can serve God because the world's crucified unto us and we're new. So we can serve the Lord. Notice John 1:11. He came into his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13, which were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Born of God. That's the only way you're going to get to heaven. And that's going to be Paul's kind of final thought here. You're only going to get to heaven if you're born of God. You've got to be a new creature. It doesn't matter whether you're circumcised or uncircumcised. It matters whether or not you're a new creature. And Jesus said the same thing, didn't he? Except a man be born again. That makes us a new creature. Amen? Born again. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 16 of our passage, as many as walk according to this rule. I like that. What's the rule? That you got to be a new creature. That's the only way to get to heaven. Got to be a new creature. Faith versus the law. If you walk according to this rule, peace on you and mercy. And then he finishes by reminding them of all the pain and suffering he's been through because of his calling, because of his missionary work, because of persecution. And he expounds upon it in 2 Corinthians 11. Let's turn there quickly, verse 23. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 23. But Paul says, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. I've got stripe marks on my back. Probably got some broken bones that didn't heal right from my time in prison and the stocks. He says, I got all these marks. They're the marks of the Lord Jesus. I got them for Christ. Amen. He says, 2 Corinthians 11:23, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, stripes above measure, prisons more frequent, deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. So look what he's saying. He's 5 times he was whipped 39 times. 3 times he was beaten with rods. He was stoned. 3 times he suffered shipwreck. He says, I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. But he says, it's all worth it, amen? I'm going to go to heaven, spend forever with Jesus in a new body because I'm a new creature. He says, God forbid that I should glory. There's nothing that I can glory in because I'm a new creature. I'm God's child. I'm born of Him. And everything is of Him and unto Him. All glory goes unto Him. That's what Paul's saying. It doesn't matter that I've accomplished some things. God did it. I'm just a new creature. And that's the only way you're going to get to heaven is if you're a new creature. So Paul says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word and this beautiful, amazing book that you've given us. And Lord, I pray that the things we've learned we would put into practice in our own Christian walk and as we witness to the lost, to help them understand that salvation is by faith. And Lord, I pray that as we move on into Philippians, that you would use it in our hearts and lives as well.